3105, and two bracelets. That this signifies divine truth is evident from the signification of bracelets as being truth. Here, divine truth, because the Lord is treated of in the internal sense. They are said to have been two, to denote fullness. Bracelets were placed in the hands of a bride because by a bride was signified the church, and by her hands were signified powers from truth. That hands are predicated of truth may be seen above, number 3091. That bracelets have such a signification may be seen in Ezekiel 16, verse 11. See above, number 3103, also Ezekiel 23, verse 42. Bracelets were not only for a bride, but also for a king. But for a king they were on the arm, as appears in 2 book of Samuel 1, verse 10, for the reason that royalty was representative and significative of divine truth pertaining to the Lord. Number 1672, 1728, 2015, 2069, 3009. And the arm is significative of power. Number 878. 3106. For her hands. That this signifies the power of the affection of truth is evident from the signification of a hand as being power. See number 878, 3091. And from the representation of Rebecca, here meant by her, as being the affection of truth. See number 2865, 3077. 3107. 10 of gold their weight. That this signifies what is full for initiation is evident from the signification of 10 as being a full state, like 100. See number 1988, 2636. And from the signification of gold, which is here a kind of coin from the weight of which the valuation was made, and from the signification of weight as being the state of a thing as to good. See above number 3104. Hence it is evident that 10 of gold their weight signifies a full state of what is estimated as to good. That it is for initiation is evident from the several particulars in this chapter in which initiation is treated of, that is, betrothal. 3108. These two verses treat of the initiation of truth into good, but what is the nature of this initiation does not easily fall into the idea of thought with anyone who has been enlightened only by such things as are of the light of the world, and not at the same time by such things as are of the light of heaven. From which light the things which are of the light of the world may themselves be enlightened. They who are not in good and thence in faith have no other ideas of thought than those which have been formed from objects of the light of the world. These do not know that there is anything spiritual, nor indeed what the rational is in the genuine sense, but only the natural to which they attribute all things. And this is the reason why these things which are said in the internal sense concerning the initiation of truth into good are to them too remote to appear to amount to anything, when yet to those who are in the light of heaven, these are among their precious things. As regards the initiation of truth into good, the case is this. Before truth has been initiated and rightly conjoined, it is indeed with man, but it has not been made, as it were, of him, or as his proprium. But as soon as it is being initiated into his good, it is appropriated to him. And it then vanishes from his external memory, and passes into the internal memory. Or what is the same, it vanishes from the natural or external man, and passes into the rational or internal man, and puts on the very man, and makes his human, that is, his quality, as to the human. Such is the case with all truth that is being conjoined with a man's good. Such also is the case with the falsity that is being conjoined with evil, which he calls good. But the difference is that the former opens the rational and so makes the man rational, whereas the latter closes the rational and makes the man irrational, although he seems to himself, in the darkness in which he then is, to be preeminently rational. 3109, verses 23 to 25. And he said, Whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray, is there room in thy father's house for us to pass the night? And she said unto him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, whom she bare unto Nahor. And she said unto him, We have both straw and much provender, also room to pass the night. He said, Whose daughter art thou? Signifies further exploration concerning innocence. Tell me, I pray, is there room in thy father's house for us to pass the night? Signifies exploration concerning the good of charity. And she said unto him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, whom she bare unto Nahor. Signifies here as above the whole of its origin. And she said unto him, signifies perception. We have both straw, signifies truths in the form of a scientific, and much provender, signifies their goods, also room to pass the night, signifies the state. 3110. He said, Whose daughter art thou? That this signifies further exploration concerning innocence is evident from the question, Whose daughter art thou? As being exploration. That here it is further exploration is evident from what has been said above, number 3088-3101. That it was exploration concerning innocence is evident from the signification of a damsel as being an affection in which is innocence. See number 3067. In this verse, indeed, the word damsel is not found, but seeing that above, in verses 14 to 16, Rebecca is called a damsel, and the question is here addressed to her, therefore thou here means nothing else than damsel. As regards the thing itself here treated of, namely, that truth was explored as to what innocence it had, and then also as to what charity, before it was initiated into good and conjoined with it. This cannot but appear wonderful to those who have no cognition of the subject. But still, let them know that in regard to the initiation and conjunction of truth with good in every man, there is the most exquisite exploration, and such as surpasses all belief. To the veriest good there is never admitted anything but the veriest truth. For when anything not so true approaches, it does not conjoin itself with good itself, but with some good that in itself is not good, but appears as good. If falsity approaches, the good withdraws itself inward, and the falsity conjoins itself outwardly with some evil, which it believes to be good. This divine disposal is effected by the Lord, spirits and angels being the mediums. And in this world it is very secret, but is perfectly well known in the other. Moreover, every one who is of sound reason is able to know it, or at least to have some apprehension of it. For evil and falsity together are hell, and flow in from hell, whereas good and truth together are heaven, and also flow in through heaven from the Lord. And since this is so, evil and truth can no more be joined together than can hell and heaven. Wherefore there is a more exquisite balance applied in these things than it is possible for anyone to believe. And this is what is meant by exploration. 3111. Tell me, I pray, is there room in thy father's house for us to pass the night? That this signifies exploration concerning the good of charity is evident from the signification of tell me, I pray, is there as being exploration, from the signification of a house as being good, see number 2048, 2233, 2331, and from the signification of father, in this case Bethuel, as being the good of charity such as there is with the better Gentiles, see number 2865. The very origin of the affection of truth represented by Rebecca being from such good, and from the signification of room to pass the night as being a state of abiding, see below number 3115. That there is in the internal sense a description of the exploration concerning the origin of the affection of truth as to innocence and the good of charity is for the reason that the truth which is to be initiated and conjoined with good derives its first origin from no other source, as may be seen from all those with whom truth is received and wedded to good. Within the church, they who have not some measure of innocence and of charity toward the neighbor, howsoever they may be acquainted with truth and profess it with the lips, yet in no wise do they acknowledge it at heart. Outside of the church, among the Gentiles who are called to the truth of faith, or are instructed concerning it in the other life, no others receive it than those who are in innocence and who live together in mutual charity. For innocence and charity produce the ground in which the seeds of faith can take root and grow. 3.1.1.2. And she said unto him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, whom she bare unto Nahor. That this signifies the whole of its origin, that is, the whole of the origin of the affection of truth, is evident from the representation of Bethuel and also of Milcah and of Nahor, as being the origin of the affection of truth, which is represented by Rebekah. See number 3078. 3.1.1.3. And she said unto him, that this signifies perception, is evident from the signification in the historical parts of the word of saying, as being in the internal sense to perceive, as frequently shown above. 3.1.1.4. We have both straw and much provender. That straw signifies truths in the form of a scientific, and that much provender signifies their goods, is evident from the signification of straw and of provender. That straw signifies these truths is because it is spoken of as being the food of camels, for when by camels is signified the natural man as to the general scientifics therein, then by their food, namely by straw, nothing else than these can be signified. For the natural man has no other food which is the food of its life, seeing that its nourishment is from such truths. For if such food should fail it, that is, knowing, it would not continue to exist. That this is the case is evident from the life after death, for then such things are to spirits in place of food. See number 56-58, 680, 681, 1480, 1695, 1973, 1974. In the natural man, as in the rational, there are two classes of things in general which constitute its essence, namely, those of the understanding and those of the will. To the things of the understanding pertain truths, to those of the will pertain goods. The truths of the natural man are truths in the form of a scientific, that is, whatever things are in his external memory. These are what are signified by straw when camels and also when horses, mules, and asses are treated of. But the goods of the natural man are delights, chiefly those of the affection of such truths. 3.1.1.5. Also room to pass the night. That this signifies the state is evident from the signification of room as being state. See above, number 2625, 2837. And from the signification of passing the night as being to abide or have an abode. See number 2330. Here, therefore, there is signified the state of the affection of truth in regard to its origin. Its origin is described by the things represented by Bethuel, Milcah, and Nahor, and its relationships by Laban in the verses that follow. And because this origin was obscure, its state is signified by room to pass the night, as also above. 3.1.1.6. These three verses treat of the exploration of the truth which is to be initiated and thus conjoined with good, and this indeed especially in regard to its origin, for on the origin depend all things in general and in particular. From it the derived things have their form as from their root or their seed, as a plant or a tree has from its root or seed. These truths the Lord saw and explored in himself from the divine, and from his own wisdom and intelligence initiated. That is to say, he initiated truths into the good of the rational. The exploration itself is here described in the internal sense, but the things contained therein can be explained only very briefly. Exploration takes place likewise with every man who is being reformed, and also with everyone who receives remains. But of this exploration the man knows nothing at all. It is so entirely in obscurity with him that he does not even believe that there is any, when yet it is taking place every moment, but from the Lord, who alone sees man's state, not only his present state, but also his future state to eternity. The exploration is a most exquisite balancing, to prevent even the least of falsity from being conjoined with good, and the least of truth from being conjoined with evil. For if there should be such conjunction, the man would perish eternally, because then in the other life he would hang between hell and heaven, and by reason of the good he would be spewed out from hell, and by reason of the evil from heaven. 3117, verses 26 and 27. And the man bent himself and bowed himself down to Yahuwah, and he said, Blessed be Yahuwah, the God of my lord Abraham, who hath not forsaken his mercy and his truth from my lord. I, being in the way, Yahuwah hath led me to the house of my lord's brethren. The man bent himself and bowed himself down to Yahuwah, signifies gladness and joy. And he said, Blessed be Yahuwah, the God of my lord Abraham, signifies here as before, from the divine itself and the divine human. Who hath not forsaken his mercy, signifies a perception of the influx of love. And his truth from my Lord signifies the influx of charity therefrom. I, being in the way, signifies in a state of the conjunction of truth with good in the rational. Yahuwah hath led me to the house of my Lord's brethren signifies to the good of truth. 3118. The man bent himself and bowed himself down to Yahuwah. That this signifies gladness and joy is evident from the signification of bending himself and of bowing himself down as denoting to be glad and to rejoice. Bending and bowing down are gestures of humiliation, that is, they are humiliation in act, whether in a state of grief or in a state of joy. In a state of grief when that which is wished for does not come to pass, but in a state of joy when it does come to pass. As in this case, that Rebekah, according to the vow of his heart, gave him to drink out of her pitcher, and made his camels drink also. That bowing down is a gesture of joy also may be seen above. Number 2927, 2950. The term gladness is used, and also joy, for the reason that in the word gladness is predicated of truth, and joy of good. Moreover, gladness is of the countenance, but joy of the heart. Or what is the same, gladness is of spiritual affection or of truth, but joy is of celestial affection or of good. Thus gladness is in a degree less than joy, as bending is likewise less than bowing down, which is also evident from the fact that the man of the spiritual church merely bends himself before the Lord and invokes grace, whereas the man of the celestial church bows himself down before the Lord and implores mercy. See number 598, 981, 2423. Both terms are used by reason of the marriage of truth and good in every single thing of the word. Number 683, 793, 801, 2516, 2712. 3119. And he said, Blessed be Yahuwah, the God of my lord Abraham. That this signifies from the divine itself and the divine human is evident from what was said above, number 3061, where the same words occur, except that the word blessed is here added. Blessed be Yahuwah was a form of thanksgiving, thus also of joy and gladness, when wished for events took place. What the ancients meant by blessing Yahuwah may be seen above, number 1096, 1422. 3120. Who hath not forsaken his mercy? That this signifies a perception of the influx of love is evident from the signification of mercy as being love. See number 1735, 3063, 3073. That who hath not forsaken his mercy signifies a perception of the influx of love is because these are words of acknowledgement and confession, and all acknowledgement and confession are from the perception of influx. 3121. And his truth from my Lord. That this signifies an influx of charity therefrom is evident from the signification of truth as being charity. Truth, in its proper sense, signifies the same as faith, and in the Hebrew language, faith is expressed by a like word. So that what is called truth in the word of the Old Testament is in various places called faith in the word of the New Testament. And for this reason also it has been so often said in the foregoing pages that truth is of faith and good is of love. And yet that in the internal sense faith is nothing else than charity may be seen from what has been said and shown above in many places, as that there is no faith except by love, number 30 to 38, that no faith is possible except where there is charity, number 654, 724, 1162, 1176, 2261, that faith is the faith of charity, number 1608, 2049, 2116, 2343, 2349, 2419, that charity makes the church, not faith separate from charity, number 809, 916, 1798, 1799, 1834, 1844, 2190, 2228, 2442. From all this it is evident that in the internal sense, truth or faith is the same as charity, for all faith is from charity, the faith which is not from charity not being faith, or what is the same. In the internal sense, all truth is good, for all truth is from good, and the truth which is not from good is not truth, truth being nothing else than the form of good. Number 3049. Its birth is from no other source, and its life is from no other. 3122. Moreover, in regard to this truth by which is signified charity, the case is this. The most ancient people, who were celestial, by mercy and truth from the Lord, understood nothing else than the reception of the influx of love to the Lord, and the derivative charity toward the neighbor. But the ancients, who were spiritual, by the mercy and truth from the Lord with themselves, understood charity and faith. The reason of which is that the celestial never thought concerning those things which are of faith or truth, but concerning those which are of love or good, as may be seen from what has been said above concerning the celestial man, number 202, 337, 2669, 2715. Moreover, celestial men, when being reformed and regenerated, were introduced into love to the Lord through charity toward the neighbor. It is evident, therefore, that by mercy from the Lord, nothing else is signified than a perception of the influx of love to him, and by truth, a derivative influx of charity toward the neighbor. But it is otherwise with the spiritual. These think concerning the things of faith, and when being reformed and regenerated, they are introduced by means of the things of faith into charity toward the neighbor. And therefore, when the spiritual are treated of, by mercy from the Lord, is meant an influx of charity toward the neighbor, and by truth is meant an influx of faith. But still, this faith, when the spiritual man has been regenerated, becomes charity, for he then acts from charity insomuch that one who does not act from charity is not regenerate, but he who acts from charity is regenerate. And in this case, he is not solicitous about the things of faith or truth, for he lives from the good of faith, and no longer from its truth. For truth has so conjoined itself with good that it no longer appears except merely as the form of charity. From what has been said, we can see what the most ancient people and what the ancients understood by mercy and truth, so frequently mentioned in the word. As in David, "The king shall dwell before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, that they may preserve him." Psalm 61, verse 7. Again, "Mercy and truth shall meet together. Justice and peace shall kiss each other." Psalm 85, verse 10. Again, "Thou, O Lord, art a God, great in mercy and truth." Psalm 86, verse 15. Again, "My truth and my mercy shall be with him." Psalm 89, verse 24. Again, "Yehovah hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel." Psalm 98, verse 3. Again, "O Yehovah, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake." Psalm 115, verse 1. In Micah, "Yehovah God will give the truth to Jacob, the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old." 7, verse 20. Where Jacob denotes the Lord's external man, and Abraham the internal, as to the human. In Hosea, "Yehovah hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, and no mercy, and no knowledge of God." 4, verse 1. "No truth" denotes no reception of the influx of charity, "no mercy" no reception of the influx of love, "no knowledge of God" no reception of the influx of the truth of faith. 3.1.2.3. "I, being in the way." That this signifies in a state of the conjunction of truth with good and the rational is evident from the signification of a way as being truth. See above, numbers 627, 23, 33. That in the way here denotes the conjunction of truth with good and the rational is because this is the subject treated of in this chapter. See number 3012, 3013. For one is said to be in the way when he is making progress toward the place to which he intends to go. 3.1.2.4. "Yehovah hath led me to the house of my Lord's brethren." That this signifies to the good of truth is evident from the signification of the house of the brethren, of which was Rebekah, as being the good from which is the truth. That the house of the brethren is good, here from the good which is the truth, is evident from the signification of a house as being good. See number 2233, 2234, 2559. And of brethren as being the origin of that good, from which is the truth represented by Rebekah. 3.1.2.5. The foregoing verses treat of the exploration of the truth which was to be conjoined with good in the rational, in regard to innocence, to charity, and to origin. For inasmuch as the Lord, by his own proper power, made his rational divine in respect to truth as well as in respect to good, he therefore explored the truth which he conjoined with good. But with men, truth is never conjoined with good by their own power, but by the power of the Lord, which may be seen from the fact that all good and truth flow in from the Lord, and that all reformation and regeneration are from the Lord, and that man does not know one whit of how he is regenerated. At the present day, he does not even know that he is regenerated by truth and good, still less that truth is initiated and conjoined with good, and that this is effected as by exploration, that is, most exactly. These two verses treat of perception in regard to the quality of truth, and whence it was, and at the same time of joy because of it. Therefore, in what now follows, the initiation is treated of. 3126, verses 28 to 30. And the damsel ran and told her mother's house according to these words. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. And Laban ran out of doors unto the man, unto the fountain. And it came to pass, when he saw the jewel and the bracelets upon his sister's hands, and when he heard the words of Rebekah his sister, saying, Thus spake the man unto me, that he came unto the man, and behold, he stood by the camels at the fountain. And the damsel ran, signifies the desire, animus, of that affection, and told her mother's house according to these words, signifies toward natural good of every kind, whithersoever enlightenment could reach. And Rebekah had a brother, signifies the affection of good in the natural man, and his name was Laban, signifies the quality of that affection. And Laban ran out of doors unto the man, unto the fountain, signifies its desire, animus, toward the truth which was to be initiated into truth divine. And it came to pass, when he saw the jewel and the bracelets upon his sister's hands, signifies when it was observed that divine good and divine truth were in the power of the affection of truth, which is the sister. And when he heard the words of Rebekah his sister, signifies the inclination of that affection, saying, Thus spake the man unto me, signifies the propensity or inclination of truth in the natural man. That he came unto the man signifies that it adjoined itself. And behold, he stood by the camels, signifies presence in general scientifics. At the fountain signifies their enlightenment from truth divine. 3127. The damsel ran, that this signifies the desire, animus, of that affection, is evident from the signification of running, as meaning that which is of the inclination or of the desire, and from the signification of a damsel, as being an affection in which is innocence. See above, number 3067, 3110. 3128. And told her mother's house according to these words, that this signifies toward natural good of every kind, whithersoever enlightenment could reach, is evident from the signification of the mother's house as being the good of the external man, that is, natural good. That a house denotes good may be seen above, number 2233, 2234, 2559. Also that man's external or natural is from the mother, but the internal from the father, number 1815. The good with man is compared in the word to a house, and on this account a man who is in good is called a house of God, but internal good is called the Father's house, and the good that is in the same degree is called the house of the brethren, but external good, which is the same as natural good, is called the mother's house. Moreover, all good and truth are born in this manner, namely by the influx of internal good as of a father into external good as of a mother. As this verse treats of the origin of the truth, which is to be conjoined with good in the rational, it is therefore said that Rebekah, by whom this truth is represented, ran to the house of her mother, for that was the origin of this truth. For as before said and shown, all good flows in by an internal way, that is, by the way of the soul, into man's rational, and through this into his faculty of knowing, even into that which is of the senses, and by enlightenment there it causes truths to be seen. Truths are called forth thence, and are divested of their natural form, and are conjoined with good in the midway, that is, in the rational. And at the same time, they make the man rational, and at last spiritual. But how these things are accomplished is utterly unknown to man, because at this date is scarcely known what good is, and that it is distinct from truth. Still less, that man is reformed by means of the influx of good into truth, and by the conjunction of the two. Neither is it known that the rational is distinct from the natural. And when these things which are most general are not known, it cannot possibly be known how the initiation of truth into good and the conjunction of the two is effected, which are the subjects treated of in this chapter in its internal sense. But whereas these arcana have been revealed and are manifest to those who are in good, that is, who are angelic minds, therefore, however obscure they may appear to others, they nevertheless are to be set forth, because they are in the internal sense. Concerning the enlightenment from good through truth in the natural man, which is here called the mother's house, the case is this. Divine good with man inflows into his rational, and through the rational into his natural, and indeed into its scientifics, that is, into the cognitions and doctrinal things therein, as before said. And there, by a fitting of itself in, it forms truths for itself, through which it then enlightens all things that are in the natural man. But if the life of the natural man is such that it does not receive the divine good, but either repels it or perverts it or suffocates it, then the divine good cannot be fitted in, thus it cannot form for itself truths, and consequently the natural can no longer be enlightened. For enlightenment in the natural man is effected from good through truths, and when there is no longer enlightenment, there can be no reformation. This is the reason why in the internal sense the natural man also is much treated of in regard to its quality, thus whence truth is, namely, that it is from good there. 3129. And Rebecca had a brother. That this signifies the affection of good in the natural man is evident from the signification of a brother and a sister in the word, namely, that a brother is the affection of good and a sister is the affection of truth. See number 367, 2360, 2508, 2524. For in the natural man, as in the rational, there are relationships by both blood and marriage of all the things therein. See number 2556, 2739. And it also is from this that the mind, both the rational and the natural, is called a house, or family, where parents, brothers, sisters, kinsmen, and other relatives exist in order. 3130. And his name was Laban. That this signifies the quality of that affection is evident from the signification of name as being the quality of anyone. See number 144, 145, 1754, 1896, 2009, 2724. Laban, therefore, is the quality of that affection which is here treated of. 3131. And Laban ran out of doors unto the man, unto the fountain. That this signifies its desire, that is, the desire of the affection of good, toward the truth which was to be initiated into truth divine, is evident from the signification of running as manifesting the inclination or desire, as above, number 3127, from the representation of Laban as being the affection of good, of which just above, number 3129, 3130, from the signification of the man as being truth, of which number 265, 749, 1007, and from the signification of a fountain as also being truth, here truth divine. See number 2702, 3096, also below number 3137. From these and from the other things here treated of, we can see what is the quality of the internal sense and what arcana there are in it. Who could know, except from an interior searching of the word, and at the same time from revelation, that these words, Laban ran out of doors unto the man, unto the fountain, signify the desire of the affection of good toward the truth that was to be initiated into truth divine? And yet, this is what the angels perceive when these words are read by man, for such are the correspondences between a man's ideas and an angel's, that while the man takes these words according to the sense of the letter, and has the idea of Laban as running out of doors to the man and to the fountain, the angel perceives the desire of the affection of good toward the truth which was to be initiated into truth divine. For the angels have no idea of Laban, nor of running, nor of a fountain, but they have spiritual ideas corresponding to these. That there is such a correspondence of actual things and thence of ideas natural and spiritual may be seen from what was said above concerning correspondences. See number 1563, 1568, 2763, 2987 to 3003, 3021. As regards the actual thing itself, namely, that truth was to be initiated into truth divine, the case is this. The first truth in the natural man was not truth divine, but was truth that appeared as if divine. For in its first infancy, no truth is truth, but is apparent truth. But in process of time, it puts off the appearance and puts on the essence of truth. In order that this may be comprehended, it may be illustrated by examples, but for the present, merely by the following. It is a truth divine that the Lord is never angry, never punishes anyone, still less does evil to anyone, and that from the Lord there never comes anything but good. Nevertheless, in its first infancy, this truth takes the form that the Lord is angry when anyone sins, and that therefore the Lord punishes, nay, with some, that evil is from the Lord. But as a man advances from childhood and grows up and matures in judgment, he puts off that which was as truth to him from its appearing to be so, and gradually puts on the real truth, namely, that the Lord is never angry, that he does not punish, that still less does he do what is evil. And thus by the former truth he is initiated into this. For that which first enters is the general truth, which in itself is obscure, and in which scarcely anything appears until it has been enlightened by particulars, and these by singulars. And when it has been enlightened, the interior things are clear. Thus fallacies and appearances, which in time of ignorance are truths, are dissipated and shaken off. 3132. And it came to pass when he saw the jewel and the bracelets upon his sister's hands, that this signifies when it was observed that divine good and divine truth were in the power of the affection of truth, which is the sister, is evident from the signification of seeing as being to observe. Number 2150. From the signification of the jewel as being divine good, see number 3103, 3105. From the signification of bracelets as being divine truth, see number 3103, 3105. From the signification of hands as being power, see above number 878, 3091. And from the signification of sister as being the affection of truth, see number 2508, 2524, 2556. From all which it is evident that to see the jewel and the bracelets upon his sister's hands is to observe that divine good and divine truth were in the power of the affection of truth. The case herein is this. The conjunction of divine good and divine truth in the Lord is the very divine marriage from which is the celestial marriage, which is likewise a marriage of good and truth. From this also comes conjugal love. See number 2727 to 2759. Hence it is that where marriage is treated of in the word, in the internal sense there is signified the celestial marriage, which is that of good and truth, and in the supreme sense the divine marriage, which is in the Lord. Wherefore nothing else is here meant by the marriage between Isaac and Rebekah. The conjunction of good and truth is the marriage itself, but the initiation is the betrothal, or the state preceding marriage. But the state that precedes betrothal is what is here described. As in this state, it is within the power of the damsel to be betrothed, and afterwards as a wife to be conjoined with a husband, so it is within the power of the affection of truth to be initiated into divine truth, and in this manner to be conjoined with divine good. And further, In the first affection, and afterwards in every affection of truth with the Lord, there was inmostly the divine good itself and the divine truth itself, because there was Yahuwah himself. From this came the power that is here treated of. 3133. And when he heard the words of Rebekah his sister, that this signifies the inclination of that affection, is evident from the affection in these words, and also from the affection in the words that precede, for they bear witness to the inclination on the part of the affection of truth, which is here represented by Rebekah the sister. 3134. Saying, thus spake the man unto me, that this signifies the inclination of truth in the natural man, is in like manner evident from the affection in these words, and also from what the man, or Abraham's servant, spake to Rebekah, from which it is evident that it is the inclination that is signified, and also from the signification of a man as being truth. See number 265, 749, 1007. Here truth in the natural man from the divine, because the man is here Abraham's elder servant, by whom is signified the natural man, as may be seen above, number 3019. In the word, especially the prophetic, the word man, vir, often occurs, as man and wife, man and woman, man and inhabitant, also man vir and man homo. And in such places by man vir, in the internal sense, is signified that which is of the understanding, which is truth. And by wife, woman, inhabitant, and man homo, that which is of the will, which is good. As in Isaiah, I see, and there is no man, even among them, and there is no counselor. 41, verse 28. No man denotes no one intelligent, thus no truth. Again, I came, and there was no man. I called, and there was none to answer. 50, verse 2. The meaning here being the same. Again, truth hath stumbled in the street, and uprightness cannot enter, and truth hath been taken away, and he that departeth from evil is mad. And Yahuwah saw, and it was evil in his eyes that there was no judgment, and no man, and he was amazed. 59 verses 14 to 16. No man plainly means no one intelligent, and thus in the universal sense, no truth. It here treats of the last time of the church, when there is no longer any truth, and it is therefore said, truth hath stumbled in the street, uprightness cannot enter, truth hath been taken away. That street also is predicated of truth may be seen above, number 2336, and judgment also, number 2235. In Jeremiah, run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now and know, and seek in the broad places thereof, if ye can find a man, if there be any that doeth judgment, that seeketh truth. 5, verse 1. Here a man evidently denotes one who is intelligent, and also truth. In Zephaniah, I will make their streets desolate, that none passeth by. Their cities shall be devastated, so that there shall be no man, that there shall be no inhabitant. 3, verse 6. No man denotes no truth, no inhabitant, no good. See above number 2268, 2451, 2712, and many other places. 3135. He came unto the man. That this signifies that it, that is the affection of good that is represented by Laban, see number 3129, 3130, adjoined itself to the truth signified by the man, number 3134, both of them in the natural man. 3136. And behold, he stood by the camels. That this signifies presence in general scientifics is evident from the signification of standing by as being to be present, and from the signification of camels as being general scientifics. See number 3048, 3071. 3137, at the fountain, that this signifies their enlightenment from divine truth is evident from the signification of a fountain as being truth. See number 2702-3096. Here, divine truth, as above, number 3131. As the word is divine truth, it is called a fountain. That, in the internal sense, to stand at the fountain here involves the enlightenment of those things which are in the natural man, follows from the series. For where there is divine truth, there is also enlightenment. 3138. These three verses treat of the preparation and enlightenment of the natural man, in order that the truth might be called forth thence which was to be conjoined with good in the rational. But with preparation and enlightenment, the case is as follows. There are two lights which form the intellectual things of man, the light of heaven and the light of the world. The light of heaven is from the Lord, who to angels in the other life is a sun and moon. See number 1053, 1521, 1529, 1530. The light of the world is from the sun and moon, which appear before the bodily sight. The internal man has its sight and its understanding from the light of heaven, but the external man has its sight and its understanding from the light of the world. The influx of the light of heaven into the things which are of the world's light effects enlightenment and at the same time observance. An observance of truth if there is correspondence, and an observance of falsity instead of truth if there is not correspondence. But enlightenment and observance are impossible unless there is affection or love, which is spiritual heat, and which gives life to the things that are enlightened by the light, comparatively as the sun's light does not give life to the things of the vegetable kingdom, but the heat that is in the light, as is evident from the seasons of the year. In the verses which next follow, the preparation is further described, namely, that the light of heaven, which is the Lord's divine light, inflowed into the things that were of the light of the world in his natural man, in order that he might bring out thence the truth which was to be conjoined with good in the rational, thus by the ordinary way. And therefore, in order that the Lord might make the human divine by the ordinary way, he came into the world. That is, it was his will to be born as a man, and to be instructed as a man, and to be reborn as a man. But with the difference that man is reborn of the Lord, whereas the Lord not only regenerated himself, but also glorified himself, that is, made himself divine. And further, that a man is made new by an influx of charity and faith, but the Lord by the divine love which was in him and which was his. Hence it may be seen that the regeneration of man is an image of the glorification of the Lord, or what is the same, that in the process of the regeneration of man may be seen as in an image, although remotely, the process of the Lord's glorification.